welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck.
This is the podcast where we celebrate.
Is that a breath,
then? We are positive. We are aspirational.
We are. Sometimes I'm not, but today I am. When we're recording, I absolutely
We try.
Listen, we try.
Yeah.
It's the best we can do.
That's all that matters is trying.
Try to be aspirational.
Exactly. I'm positive.
We're trying. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So. Wow, that was a negative start to the episode, wasn't it? We're trying, though. Okay, on Nip Tuck, we
want
to get your voice heard.
Yeah,
we want you. Get in touch. We need you. We couldn't do it without you, really. So you can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com, and you can get in touch via WhatsApp as well. As you know, we can send them. You can send the blur, fucking hell. As you know, you can send in voice notes, which we can play out in future episodes. Don't worry, though. If you want to stay anonymous, we're not going to blow your cover. It's us that we ruin. We don't ruin anyone else.
Exactly. Literally, all you need to do, girls and boys, is head over to this episode's description. Give it a little tap. And in there, you will find out how to get in touch with us. It is that
easy. There's that many ways. There's just...
Exactly. And we love it. We love the contribution. So off you go.
Go on. Contribute.
Send us some bits in. Basically, we don't give a
fuck.
Right.
Right. We're back. I've got so much to say. Not like me.
Oh my God. Hi to everyone on Patreon.
Hi.
Hello. Now, we are putting both episodes a week onto Patreon.
Yes. So both of them are on there now. So you've got your main and your boner. Both on there, you can see them. Yeah. And we're actually doing a competition as well, aren't we?
We're doing a lot of competitions.
Yeah, we're going to, because we're so grateful for people. Obviously, we're grateful for you all anyway. But, you know, if you've gone over there and you've become a subscriber and you've become a patron, you like part of the gang even more.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do over there is competitions. The things that we recommend, you're going to be able to win them.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be loads of bits and bats. We're working on it. So we're constantly evolving, aren't we? And thank you to everyone who's there.
Love it. Like, loads of people have been tagging me when they're at home and they're sat watching us on their TV.
That's quite cool, isn't it? And do you know, we've got a close friends on Instagram as well now, which I posted on the other day, didn't I?
Oh, yes. I'm logging in today.
Yeah. And just extra bits and bobs that we think, maybe I don't want like 50,000 people to see that, but I'm quite happy with my Patreon seeing that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a few bits from the weekend that I might pop on there for everyone.
Okay. If you go over to our episode description, again, give that a tap. It will sign you up to Patreon over there.
If everything you want is on there, just tap it and have a look.
What are you wearing today for the Patreoners?
It's not that flattering, you know. So it's not as flattering
as I stand up.
No.
Why?
I've just snotted.
Another baby grow. You had another baby grow on at that hen do as well. What are these?
It was a jumpsuit. And do you know, it looks so
Lauren
good on the Zara model.
A baby grow.
It looks so good on the Zara model. And I looked a little bit like Steve Irwin.
Right, show us what have you got?
No, it's not that flattering. I don't really want to stand up. I'm going to half stand up. I've put a bit of weight on. Okay.
That's lovely, a Loewe dress.
Yeah, but I was hoping, can you see? Right, so ideally it's too big.
Go and get it taken in.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what? I always say that, but then when I actually go to the shop,
it's
get
effort,
stuff
though, isn't
it's not.
It?
There's one near my house called
Everything's always
Golden
too big.
Stitches. It takes an hour.
Everything's always too big around my stomach.
I wish I had that problem.
That's where, this is brave. That's what Ashley's wearing. She's wearing skims. So I thought it was good.
Skims dress.
I don't think it's meant to be tight. I think it's meant to be quite loose. I don't know anyway.
It's room for pizza.
I'm hot and I'm chafing. I'm wet. It's
been so hot.
It's cool in here, isn't it?
It is.
But I've been sweaty.
Right, Lauren.
Right.
This weekend, go on.
Okay, I've had the most hectic weekend. So I have been on a hen do. Do you know, I don't normally like handies, but it was my best friend, so it was really good. So we went to the Ivy and did private dining there.
How original.
What is your problem? Like, we went to the
to
Ivy.
To be fair, it's better than dirty martini.
Oh God, no.
How much was it?
I think it was £150 each. Not for the Ivy. We went to K2, you know, the karaoke place after.
I love it there.
Right, so we went to the Ivy and it was good. I'll be honest.
That's contrasting.
Because there was mums, there was young people, there was everyone. Okay. So it had to be like...
Fair enough.
Do you know what? I'm going to put it out there. I don't think the Ivy has got the best atmosphere.
It's not. And the food, unless Rohin's doing it, isn't the best.
So I like it. I like
it's
going.
It's kind of dead now.
I think it's beautiful, but I think it lacks just a little bit of atmosphere.
And once you've been quite a few times, you're like...
The menu's a bit like...
And you start noticing that bits have fallen off the wall.
Oh, I've not noticed that.
The bathrooms are disgusting now. Do you remember when it first opened, it was lovely with that really lady look. Stood in the middle. And now, like, people really have, like, painted it.
Drawn tits
and,
on
and
it.
The toilets are all leaking. And,
oh, right,
yeah.
Okay, I've not noticed that. But
it's just, a big chain, isn't it?
I think it just lacks just a bit of... Je ne
sais
quoi.
My favourite restaurant in Manchester is Peter Street Kitchen.
I've never been. Do you know what? I don't go out. I
do you
don't
like Chinese food?
Yes.
Gordon Ramsay's just opened that Lucky Cat restaurant and it's meant to be really, really nice as
okay,
well.
I'll go
so
there.
We need to go there.
Yes, we went there. Then we went to Firefly, which was good as always. Always a good laugh in there. And then we went to K2 karaoke.
Yeah.
Never been before. And I was a bit like what is this going to be like? Ball.
And you get your own little room.
I had a ball because there was like 19 of us and it was like mums, aunties and then right down to people like me, like wild people. So we got that and I ended up the end of the night with my breasts out on karaoke. And do you know what? Singing is really hard.
Lauren, you've got like a lock of hair.
Where?
There, going over. That's what I was trying to point at you. Go on. Singing is hard.
Wow.
It's fine.
Can you unlock it? No, it doesn't matter because I look bad enough on these videos. Me and Ash have got such issues with our videos because
I just totally interrupted you. Now you're ADHD.
And now I've gone. Now I don't know what we were talking about. Now it's all kicked off and I don't know what I was talking about anymore. All I can
singing
think about
is hard and you
is a lock of hair.
Where,
is the lock of the hair gone?
It's gone.
Okay, it's not, has it? You're just saying
no,
that because you know I'm going all overstimulated.
It's gone.
Yeah. So singing is hard work. When you're actually really trying your best as well, it's difficult. So yeah, I went there.
Did you get the food in there?
They do food?
Yeah.
Did I fuck? I bet, no.
Yeah.
The drinks were vile. I drank it out, spat it back in. It was horrible.
It's probably like, you know, like when you go Magaluf when you're younger and you come back with like mouth ulcers and a burnt throat from like drinking
you
petrol
all week.
You want to
see the colour of my feet. It was the floor was disgusting. But, you know.
Didn't it used to be a strip club?
I think there's, I don't know, it's an
there's
odd.
There's something going on.
There's loads of different rooms and they're very dark. And
is there cameras in the rooms?
Well, if there is, they've all seen my tits. But like, who hasn't at this point of my life? James said when I left the house, because I had a baby grow on, so I had a jumpsuit on.
You
really
love
nice.
A baby grow.
And it was like there. And he was like, your tits are coming out tonight, aren't they? I don't know why I do it.
You love doing it, though. Mm. And then tell us about Soccer Aid.
Oh, okay. So then I had a hangover yesterday, and then I had Soccer Aid to go to. So I've spoken to you about We Shop before. We Shop were sponsoring it. If you don't know what it is, go on my highlights. We Shop were sponsoring it. So I got to go in the hospitality suite. I mean, I've never been to a football match in my life. Ever. Have you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like, with Ed and shit.
But why? Because you had to.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, when you've got a box... It's quite
yeah,
fun because you can have a few
fine.
Drinks. Oh, I've
never been
sat
in the peasant.
Normally.
No. So we were in the nice bit and there was a hospitality suite and we could yeah. eat and drink and stuff. And Thea was a mascot.
Oh.
So she came out on the pitch.
Was she tired today, wasn't it? Quite late.
Do you know what? I didn't take her into school till 9:30. I let her sleep yeah. in. I rang school and I was like, look, she was on telly last night, guys. She's not a basic bitch. Like, she was on TV last night, so she's going to take a minute. And when I dropped her off, I was like, yes, yeah, she was on telly last
the
night.
The next
so
Britney Spears.
Yeah, I was literally like, So, yeah, she was on telly and out she came. When I say I cried, it's embarrassing. I was literally like this because I could just see and they all looked so much bigger and she was so tiny with a little blonde hair. She was holding hands and they said, who do you want to...
Who did she hold hands
I
with?
I asked for Tommy Fury and I didn't get Tommy Fury.
Who did you get?
Someone not that's not Tommy Fury.
Who was it? Shmee Shmafni?
No, it was... Ben. Somebody...
Ben Bob.
Benny. And he does some things involving sports. I don't know.
What
anyway,
famous people were there?
I cried my eyes out.
What famous people were there?
Me.
Apart from you.
Didn't see anyone else.
Tommy Fury.
Yeah, so playing in it, Tommy Fury was there. Mel C was playing.
She follows me on Instagram.
I thought that when I saw her.
We're basically
related. It was
related.
Really good, you know. It was actually a really good time. I don't know who else was playing. I'm going to be honest, I didn't watch the football that much. And I didn't understand whose goal was ours, so I kept jumping up at the wrong time. But what I did enjoy was the Mexican wave. I did.
Everyone loves the Mexican
I
wave.
Loved it. Like, I was looking at it, I was like, I enjoyed
how many,
that.
Do you know what I've noticed? Like, the last 2 weeks, my Instagram's been concert heavy. Has yours?
Coldplay.
Beyonce. The Weeknd.
I would love to see The Weeknd. I'd love to. Coldplay, I really would like to see. My friends hate Coldplay. I really like them. I think
I just would never go to a concert.
I'm not a concert
in my
person.
Life.
No.
It's not for me.
I went to Justin Timberlake when I was 11.
And when it was Parklife.
I saw some states leaving. Because I was going from Manchester. Wow. Have you been to Parklife?
I used to go every year.
Yeah, I thought you would have done. You've got that. No one realises what like a scruffy... Like, inside what you've got, you've definitely weed in a bottle and thrown it.
Our big boss was telling us that he was going to Glastonbury, and I was like, I need tickets. I'm going to go next year. I'm going to take Ed.
Do you get, like, dirty and wet? And
yeah, disgusting. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it all.
Do you really?
You know what I'm like.
Yeah, but that's
I used to go to, like, festivals for full-on 3 days and not have a shower and just party the whole time.
Wow, that's not me. However, I will go to the toilet and not wash my hands. Yeah, I won't go to a festival. I mean, there's just, like, listen, we want to be unapologetically ourselves.
Send us any funny park life stories.
Yes, please do. There's always somebody that ends up in a cat hole stuck in the middle of the mud and everyone videos it and it goes viral.
Oh, yeah, there is. I want to go on TikTok and have a look for that.
There's always somebody trying to get out of the mud and everyone's
my afternoon cup of tea watching people in cat holes park life.
There's always one and he's trying to get up and slip in again.
Or when people push the bottom of
Can you imagine doing a pit away and you get... It's like, do you know people tip cows?
When they're asleep.
It's a thing.
No,
who would
I know.
Do
it's
that? What a horrible
that's
thing.
That's disgusting.
No, but it's fine to tip someone in the toilet.
Actually, you didn't get a chance to watch it, but I watched that programme that we talked about, that Pill Revolution one.
I've heard it was shite.
It was awful.
I'm really
so
sorry
bad.
That we expected
we said,
a lot
everyone
more.
Everyone watch it. It was shit.
Because
was
like, I think we expected a lot more. Well, I did from Davina, to be honest.
I don't think
no shade
was,
on her.
It wasn't Davina's fault because I think obviously it was like scripted and shit. But
yeah, but she,
they tried to talk people out of doing natural cycles. They met up with these yoga mums who were like, well, I got pregnant on natural
cycles. Yeah, but
cycles.
Because you were probably shagging at the wrong time. Like...
I think the thing that you've got to remember with natural cycles is it's only as good as the data you put in. So that's
I love that line. How long have you been practicing that?
No, it's true. Like, I honestly think that it works amazingly, but
don't
you
just think it's going to work without you doing your job.
You need at least 3 months of data, and it needs to be good data, which means temperature and the ovulation tests.
Yeah.
Get the digital one.
I've been using natural cycles now. So I used it before I met James. I would say 18 months, but then I wasn't having like regular sex. Me and James have been together for a year now. Mm. I've been on absolutely no protection.
Lauren, please don't promote like
what? What? And I'm not pregnant. And for a year, I'm not pregnant. So it's...
I've used it to get pregnant as well.
Well, that's the other thing. So when I decide, if I decide that I want to, all my data's already in there. So I'm just going to switch it up. I'll know when I ovulate because there's no point having pointless sex.
But
you're
also,
doing it to make the baby at that point.
If you've got irregular periods and shit, there's a button that you can press to pull all the data. And when you turn up to your gynecologist appointment, you've got like
you can say
but if you want
anyway
take...
regardless of natural cycles, just in general I feel like from what
that
you said that program wasn't really informative enough, and it was kind of from what you said, I've not watched it yet, I will though, it was almost as if there weren't other options, which is not what I expected.
No, not at all. And I always refer back to this book, but have a read of this book. It's called Beyond the Pill by Julian Brighton.
What's the book by Davinia Taylor? Something Your Hormones. That's supposed to be really good as
is
well.
It? I need to read it.
Yes, I'll have a look and tell you. And
like
that's similar.
Her. So biohacking. I'm so upset because last year I really wanted to go to the biohacking summit conference thing.
Oh my God, I've always wanted to do that.
And I googled it the other day because that lady's talking at it, and that Tim Gray.
Yes, I have heard of him.
Yeah, and it's on next weekend, so I'm going to miss it.
Really shame. I'm sure you can find it online.
We're going to see a podcast at the weekend.
We are.
So we will fill you in
on
that.
We're going in a box. We're going in a box because we want to see, you know, like it's always good to look at what everyone else is doing. Like what could we be doing better? Like what shows are they doing?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
I'm excited.
Because I feel like, you know, we're going to do something, but we just still don't know what.
Right. Okay. Thea's school play.
Okay. So... Thea had a choir show And I've got to be very careful, it's because they do listen. So she had a show, and they'd laugh with me, I'm sure. And so she's got a little cool school choir, and it had been put together very quick, very, very quick. And it was a show for like music and things from around the valley. Anyway, get there. And I guess, I've got...
Was it a waste of time?
They're all a waste of time. You just have to do it as a mum.
The nativity's not, though.
We cancelled
that. Makes me feel Christmassy.
So listen to this. So the cutest thing happened. This little girl came out on stage because they're all different schools doing different things. There was a band that had ukuleles, and I've never tried not to laugh so much. My shoulders were doing this. They were going, a sailor went to sea, sea, sea. And I was literally, my shoulders were going like that. And all the other mums were like, and I was thinking, and then the trumpets. And I was literally sat there and my shoulders were going. I thought, I'm going to laugh. And then Thea came on and I burst out laughing when they came on. It was literally like, I close my eyes. Thea can't sing for shit. But do you know what? It was art.
And they stand like.
And they stand like this. And the guy picking his nose. And he sat there like this. And then the trumpet. Oh my God. It was comical. My mum, if she'd have come, would have been hysterical. She would have been terrible. But it was cute and it was nice. And yeah, there was a man. The teacher. So if anyone's kids go to Haslingden High School, the man who actually like organised it all
was fit.
Head of music or some shit.
Fit.
Really attractive.
Dill vibes.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Grey hair. Oh. Tall. Wow. And I was literally, I turned to Molly, who I was sat with, one of the girls' mums, and I was like, Thea's going to that high school now. I was like, let me tell you how many sign-ups that man has just given to that high school. And he was really sound. But yeah, he was really good. It was just really funny and it was really cute. And the just kids are cute, aren't they? But it's funny. Like, and no one else was laughing. And I thought, oh, come on. Like, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny in a nice way. Like, they're not great. Some of them were. Some of them weren't.
Right, I've got two current affairs stories for you.
Okay, now, you talk now, I'm bored of my voice. I bet everyone else is.
I saw this one on Daily Mail, right? Okay. This story is going to remind you how fucking weird people are. And they're amongst us and they're fucking odd. Okay. So whenever I say things like, don't put your kids on social media and all this shit, yeah. Like, just remember, guys, people are fucked and they're amongst us.
People, I still cannot get over, and it lives in my head rent-free. When you and I think Lucas told me that people put poo in the fridge and make a dildo out of it, that will never...
People are weird.
...be all right. I will never forget that. They poo and put it and make it into a dildo. That is...
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
So it was on Daily Mail, my usual scroll.
Oh, jeez. Ash, it's so scruffy.
There's this girl working in a GP practice.
Okay.
And one of the GPs kept going into her, hey, I love, do you want a coffee?
Lovely.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah, go on.
I'll have a bit of milk and a couple of sugars.
When she drank it a few times, she noticed at the bottom of the coffee there was some weird substance.
Okay.
And it kept happening.
Still can't be asked making my own, so I'm going to let him carry on.
It kept happening. And then she noticed every time she started clocking, like, he's doing something weird to my coffee. And she got weird vibes off him. By the way, this person is a GP and is caring for the general fucking
And
public.
He is amongst us. He's putting the heart thing on your chest and asking you to stick your tongue
he's
out.
He's looking at your kids as well. Next thing. She notices in his pocket, whenever he brings her the coffee, is a sample pot. Just like the outline of a sample pot. Let me just speak, right? She starts collecting the whatever the fuck it is, sludge, at the bottom of the coffee.
I'm sorry, but who's got time for that? I just say, no, I don't want a coffee, thank you.
I get it, though.
Who's got time to check the sludge at the bottom? Well, she knew what another one.
She thought it was.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it was sperm. So this guy had been making this girl, a GP had been making them such as these coffees with sperm in the bottom. But not
fresh sperm.
Yeah, it was fresh sperm. Anyway.
So did he wank into the coffee in the kitchen or did he wank into the pot and then put it in?
He wanked into the pot.
Because that's so dangerous to wank into a hot coffee.
Then
And also it would congeal.
Anyway.
Because I've now got a vision of him stood in the, wanking into the coffee.
The story gets better, mate. Okay. Story gets better.
I just
better.
Need to know details sometimes.
Well, like, I've got the details for you. So, the
can you get pregnant from drinking?
Hopefully not. So then this poor girl has to collect this sludge that she suspects.
Right.
And then she reports it to the police and they probably think, you fucking weirdo.
Absolutely weirdo, yeah. Like.
And it turns out it is sperm. So they do a DNA
and it's his sperm. Is that illegal?
Now, Lauren, what the fuck do you think?
I've never seen in the law.
It's even illegal.
Who wrote that law?
It's even illegal to spit in people's, any bodily fluids on purpose. That's illegal.
And what's it come under?
Like badness. Anyway, listen.
So if you wiped your snot on someone.
Yeah, if you spit in someone's face and stuff, it's like, really. Yeah, it's all the same, babe. Anyway.
Remind me never to wipe my snot on anyone again.
This guy, it's gone to court this week and it's in court. And the last I read of it, don't quote me on quote me, but basically his lawyer's excuse of the sperm in the cup mm-hmm. was that every time this
ran
man,
out of milk.
Every time this man went for a shit, he jizzes. So when he was making a coffee, he had his cum on his hands from having the poo. And then,
no!
There you go. People are weird, okay?
Is this in this country?
Yes.
That's in America. That sounds like an America thing.
Babe, it's not. It's in this country. I'll send it.
Google it. Google it, guys.
Okay, next one. Kim Kardashian has said she only has sex with the lights off.
I think that's really common.
I'm sorry.
Not for Kim, though.
If you were Kim Kardashian, you'd be having...
Do you think she looks like that in real life?
Yeah, I know she does. My friends have... My
friends
saw
her. Yeah, but do you think her body looks like that?
Said she's like 5 foot, like, and she's thin. Like really, really tiny.
I wonder why she... Do you think Kanye's given her a complex? Because have you seen Kanye's girlfriend?
She's beautiful.
She shaved her head off and made it blonde. And she... Have you seen the clothes he's had her wearing?
I know, but her face and her body is just gorgeous. But weird. The whole thing. Again, people are weird. I read that and I was like, oh, Kim.
Or do you think she said that so everyone likes her? To be more relatable?
I reckon she's quite freaky. Have you watched the sex tape before? She's got the lights
I've
on in that.
I've masturbated to it before.
She's got the lights on in that.
Yeah, maybe that's why she doesn't, in case someone makes a video again. Have you watched the Paris Hilton one? She's naughty.
And that dick's really...
Yeah, it's like a thin banana-y thing. If you're going to do one.
Oh, God.
Yes, I have watched it. I have watched them. What's the other one that I really wanted to watch?
You sent me one the other day. And now people are weird. Now I'm scarred for life. Lauren sent me a sex tape the other day and it was cold light of day. I'm sat in my kitchen. I fucking had to watch it. And telling you what was on there.
I needed to share it with somebody because I was so disturbed. I needed somebody, like, a problem shared is a problem halved.
That's like when you see roadkill and you go, look!
Yeah. And my mum always goes, I told you I don't want to see that. Oh, I saw a... No.
Now, that's enough of us talking absolute
Sometimes
bollocks.
It gets really weird in here, doesn't it?
People are weird.
I'm weird, so I know. Say this right. Tell me how you pronounce the word that you've just said. W-E-I-R-D.
Weird.
Say it again.
Weird.
I say weird, and I feel like you say weird.
Weird.
And I say weird.
Anyway, we'll be back after the break with What's On Our Tits and your Slutty Susan confessionals. But first,
oh
bitches.
Oh my God, my favourite part of the podcast.
It's our weekly butt plug.
Are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set an alarm on Wednesday and Friday? Ready for a new release? Well, do you? Then you need to tell your nearest and dearest about Nip Tuck. I'm sure by now you've done it, but you might be a new listener. There's thousands of them. So if you haven't told your friends, like, please do, because if you tell 5 people and they tell 5 people and they tell 5 people, then before you know it, I can quit my day job. Spread the love, guys. Spread the love and spread the pod. Spread the pod, not chlamydia. Okay. Share this episode on WhatsApp. That's the best way to give love, I
just
believe.
Just share it everywhere.
Just tell everyone. They do anyway, mate. I know they all do. It's really nice.
I love it. What's on our tits? We've got something. Oh my God, this is going to take...
That was controversial.
That was a lot. Right, so basically, a clip went on our socials. Now, we don't have control over our socials. Bear this in mind. We work with a lot of men here.
You can't say that. We can't blame them. We said it.
Yeah, but it was the caption was bad.
I said it as a joke. So what happened is we discussed sections, didn't we?
I think that caption was horrendous. I was really upset by that, okay. And I made them delete it straight away.
We discussed sections, C-sections, and the fact that you can, Ash was saying, you can have an elective one should you want one.
Without paying for it.
We've all got the right
for
without
it,
paying.
People ask me this question all the time. Are you too posh to push? Did you pay? And not everyone can afford a C-section. It's like, well, it's not about that.
It's not about the money.
It's your body. You choose if you want to have it. So it was more of an empowering speech of, if you want to have one, you can have one. And do you know what? The comments on there were disgusting.
Yeah, so I think it's always good for us to have a debate, and I absolutely welcome a debate. Like, I'm more than happy for someone to come and be like, girls, I actually don't agree with that, but it's the way it's said sometimes.
Someone called us wet wipes for having C-sections.
Yeah, and this is the problem, right? This is the problem.
I think they actually said you don't deserve kids if you can't give birth to them.
There's certain people that, and this is what's wrong with women, so stop listening because we don't want you here.
Oh yeah, there was a few that said, not listening anymore.
Yeah, fine, don't then. And it was because what they were saying is basically, it's a woman's natural thing to push. We all need to man up a bit. And I thought, this is why men do better than women a lot of the time. Because fucking people like you. Mm. No, we don't need to woman up. Why should we have to be in labour and agony and split our arseholes, split our fanny holes, get a prolapse? If you want to do that, yes, that
but
is the
also,
way.
Also, they don't are have right to. That giving birth is the most natural thing in the world. And yeah. I've got friends who have fully embraced it and they've had amazing
experiences. But I've had some that have had horrific ones.
We need to give this the airtime as well.
Yeah, both. Yeah.
I've got friends who have fully embraced the birthing experience, have had absolutely magical births. I'm very jealous
of
them.
Yeah, my friend shells them like peas.
I would love to be able to experience that. They've not torn nothing and they've recovered really, really quickly.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so if I was that confident, which I'm not, I get really bad anxiety.
Yeah, if you were confident that that was going
to
happen.
I would love to do that.
My friends have done that and it's been a mixed bag. Some of them have had problems afterwards and some of them have literally enjoyed every single second of it. And I tried.
I
ended up with an emergency section. So I think the whole point of it was, let's not put women down because they didn't have a natural vaginal birth. Like, let's just say that any birth is amazing and you do what's best for you. Mm. And I think the point was taken so wrong and people were saying...
And they were saying that we cost the NHS.
Like, we pay for that, hon. I've paid for that. We've all been paying for the NHS. Like,
you don't, even if you don't go private, don't even think about what these people are saying. Idiot.
No, I just think we need to all be a little bit more supportive of each other. And I just think some of the comments on there weren't a healthy debate, which we've all got different opinions. Mm. It was how it was said. It was in a bitchy tone. And I just thought, oh, really? Like, are we not past this shit now as women?
So there's this new thing I sent you at the weekend. And basically, when you have a C-section, it's called an assisted C-section.
That's interesting.
So, like we were saying,
I'll try again. If I have another baby, honestly,
to give birth naturally.
I think I will try.
Because I do feel like...
But then I think I'm scared.
It's one of the most natural things in the world, having a baby.
And I would like to. I would love to experience that whole thing.
Me too.
Actually.
And it's really sad that we didn't get to experience that yet. And the new thing that they're doing is this C-section where the mother pulls the baby out.
Have you seen when Kourtney Kardashian gave birth and pulled the baby from
from
own vagina?
The
C-section. No, I know, but have you seen that?
But this is the new thing.
How would that work with regards to hygiene?
Certain doctors now you can go to do this.
That's interesting. I don't know what I think.
If you want to do it and you can.
It might be nice.
Yeah.
I would like, maybe, could your partner pull it out?
Yeah.
I'd maybe prefer that. Because if you drop it? Oh, shit.
No,
fucked up already.
That was interesting. Now, there's this app.
But can I just say one thing? us talking about this is never to say that you have to agree with everything we say.
No.
You don't.
No.
But let's just all say it in let's all have a healthy debate.
Yeah.
Rather than calling women who have a C-section a wet wipe.
Fuck off.
I wipe you with my wipe the bloody floor with you. Stop listening anyway. Okay, right, enough of that.
There's this app. Have you downloaded it? The Yucca app.
I don't want to know.
I downloaded it about
Patreon, one of the girls on Patreon sent it to us.
3 years ago, I downloaded this. And it's this app. And people send it me all the time because you know I'm into all this toxic shit.
I don't want to know.
So it's this app where you scan a product, any product, and it comes up with how toxic it is.
It is good, that.
No, like I did it and I got obsessed with it and I had to delete it.
And then it gives you alternatives as to similar thing that's got less toxic.
One thing I will say, dry shampoo. You can't get better than the toxic dry shampoo. And dry shampoo is very, very
it's very necessary, though. We've spoken about this before.
I bought the all-natural alternative.
Is it any good?
It was expensive. It was 16 quid. And basically, the reason why dry shampoo and deodorant is so toxic, the spray one.
Right.
So wherever you can, always buy a roll-on deodorant.
Right.
Because you're not putting it into the air. And it stays for hours in the air, the particles. So it was like a powder. It was horrendous. Horrendous.
And this is where we pick our battles. When we say things like, do you know dry shampoo is quite toxic? That doesn't mean we're now saying everybody don't buy it. We're just letting you know. I can't not use dry shampoo.
Try where you can.
And I can't
though.
Say to myself, right, I'm not going to use dry shampoo, but when I've had a drink, I'm going to smoke 20 Lambert and Butler. Like it doesn't add up. So we're human.
Two things that I'm really passionate about. Non-toxic pans. For you, your family, massive, absolutely massive. Basically, if you cook with Teflon coated pans, it is a massive endocrine disruptor and it's really bad for your hormones. It can cause infertility. It's very bad for young girls, especially. And basically,
I don't even know what my pan's made of.
The plastic goes onto all your food, then you're eating all the food that's
right,
toxic.
Then.
So non-toxic pans and organic feminine care products.
Yes, I agree.
Why the fuck are we putting bleached tampons
up our vagina
inside us for hours still?
Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah,
stop
I agree
doing
with that.
It. Shouldn't be sold.
Do you know, I don't... unless we're using the tampons day ones, they're good. Do you know, they've got the CBD oil. Is it called day?
Yeah. Inside them. But it's annoying that they're on a subscription.
Yeah.
Sainsbury's have bought their own brand of organic tampons out and they're under £2.
There you go. Shove that up your fanny.
Yeah. Shove that up your fanny and chong it.
And okay. Enjoy it.
Right. Go on, bitch. Sooty Susan.
Oh, my throat's hurting. I don't know if I want to do this. Okay. Is everybody ready?
Everyone's ready.
We've got, there's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house. There's some holes.
Certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy.
Right, come on. Do you know I did that in karaoke and I got on all fours and did the dance.
When it comes out, you just want to be a
fucking hoe. You just want to be a slut. Okay. Hi, girls and Lucas. Love listening to the pod while I'm driving to uni or to my boyfriend's. It gives all the good vibes, makes a smile on those mornings. I'm rushing around trying to get my little girl to nursery on time, drinking coffee while running into a lecture. You go, bitch.
Go, bitch.
I'm a single mum with an almost four-year-old, and it's safe to say I've kissed my fair amount of frogs.
Oh, darling.
Sames. I've met a boy at uni who is literal perfection in every aspect.
Mm.
I've never been one to be adventurous in the bedroom, but he makes me feel so comfortable. I think that's a big thing, isn't it?
Mm.
We've been using things and trying things that I would never have done before, and I love it. We also use condoms, which no other boy I've been with has even suggested. Why is he suggesting this? This is fine, as I've always been on the pill, but also not fine, as I've always suffered with water infections, tell me about it, and thrush after other sexual partners. I've not had one infection in 3 months since being with him. So
that's
I used to get
really
horrific water infections, and they definitely got worse when I was sleeping with scruffy people. I don't mean scruffy, but I mean like, you know, I knew after.
Right.
So like if you had a boyfriend that
I'm
you don't
not
think...
even.
No, if you had a boyfriend that you don't think was being faithful, I'm telling you, it gives you more water
Isn't
infections.
Isn't water infection from poo going up your urethra?
No, that's E. coli. But it can be, it's anything. No, that's in the mouth, I think. It's anything that disrupts down below. But I will tell you, when I've been cheated on in the past, I have noticed because I've got more water infections.
And if you keep getting recurrent thrush and BV, that man ain't the right man.
This is
for
what
you.
I'm saying to you, because it depends who you're with and your pH. And anyway, sorry. Anyway, it's early doors and we're getting to know each other. I'm also getting a bit more comfortable. So when we'd had a few drinks a couple of weeks back, we were switching up positions and he was going a bit harder than normal. We have to stop to have a water break. He looks down and says, oh, I've lost the condom. To which a realisation hit me that it was definitely inside me. He's got such a reassuring aura that when he said, oh, don't panic, I literally lay down and close my eyes while he puts his fingers inside me to fish it out. This has literally been my worst nightmare. However, it was out before we knew it, and we got a new one ready to put on, and we carried on like it never happened. Another situation that's always 10 times worse in your head, and I'm sure other people have had worse things stuck inside them.
Oh, I love
have
that.
You ever had a condom stuck inside you?
No.
I don't think I have either. Anyway, if you need to fish them out, she's just letting us know that it's not as difficult as you might think.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you for that, my darling.
Right. I feel like we've talked too much. We're done for today.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
You've had enough of us. You're probably bored and you don't want to discuss.
We're really wrong.
Are you even still there?
Hello?
Hello? Is anybody there? Everyone's just turned it down. Anyway, remember on Nip Tuck, we want to get your voice heard because then you will hear less of ours. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com and you can get in touch via WhatsApp. That means voice notes as well, so we can play them out in future episodes. I swear I've already done this. Don't do it how many times, but don't worry if you want to remain anonymous. We have done this already. I say the same these
right big... Okay guys, so that rounds up today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we love it when you leave a little review, especially a personal one. We absolutely love that. Now if you head over to our socials and give the bio a little tap, then you can get your voices heard. You can find out about our Patreon, get in touch with us. We absolutely love that. And we will be back on Friday with a bonus episode, which is all about you. So if you send in your dilemmas, beauty questions, anything else, then you may get featured on Friday's episode.
If you're lucky.
Bye, guys.
Have a lovely week, guys. Thank you. Bye.